Esti Alois, prove your love in a time of zombie ruination. Epigraph by Taylor Dane.
If anything changes shape or takes off without me, I'll come after you and kill you. I'm too type A. Prove your love.
I'm trying, but what more can I do, dear? I built you a bunker and stocked it with supplies.
Got to prove your love.
Hey, I risked my life saving Fluffy from your former brother. Stole those two hazmat suits from the CDC, and then let you keep the one free of bullet holes.
If you want to be with me.
Of course I want to be with you. And I'm not just saying that because of the greatly reduced dating pool.
Tonight.
I've been working day in, night out on a cure. You know this.
Show your stuff.
Look at my latest results. I can now eradicate any new infection. That is, if the infected hasn't been irreparably munched or ever been a resident of Florida, a.k.a. Ground Zero.
'Cause words are not enough.
Now that's just rude. So the incident with your mother broke you, possibly even turned you against me, and neither apology nor well-crafted elegy could ever serve to bridge that rift. But come on, she was already missing three toes and one finger, all but four of her teeth. Missing her new boyfriend and, coincidentally, her best friend. Missing the boat, missing a few screws, and missing my best taser that she promised to return, but never did. Though, in all sincerity, and if it's of any solace to you, I am sorry she's no longer around. Her cooking was tolerable.
I wanna hear your body.
What does that even mean? Are you being spiteful, or is it simply twisted snark because I brought your ex over last night and suggested he'd be a great body upon which to continue my research?
Talk to mine.
I'll take that as a sign you're giving me another chance. You know there is nothing I wouldn't do. For you, for your love. And if you were ever trapped by zombies, I would gather up as many babies as I could, paint them each a different color, and make a skittle-like trail to lure them away from you.
And I'll always love you.
I see you've changed your tune, so come on over here and show me some...
Don't rush me!
Well, ain't you one for mixed messages, muddled metaphors, and misappropriated madness. But if you change your mind, I'll be in the basement, experimenting on your ex.